Hey, Aaron, could you talk about the running attack now that you and Ben Tate have, the problems you give other teams?
Well, I think that our game plan is always good with our coaches, and I think that our line does an exceptional job of staying on their blocks.
Hey, Aaron, I know you dealt with a hamstring injury earlier in the year. How tough are those to come back from? We got Peyton Hillis has been sidelined a couple weeks with one here.
They're extremely tough because it's not an injury that you can push through. You just have to let it heal 100%. Like, the more you push it, the worse it gets. So it's tough as a football player because, you know, you're taught to push through things. And, you know, with a hamstring, you just have to kind of, you know, let it heal by itself.
Hey, what can you tell us about Chris Obanaya? He's only been here a couple weeks, but could get the start on Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm happy for him. You know, he's a good guy. You know, he works hard. He works extremely hard, and he's a good, solid back. And, you know, we all knew it was only a matter of time before he got his chance, and I think he's going to do well.
Just more on that hamstring issue. I know that you were going through a lot with stupid fantasy league people. Now here, Hillis is going through issues because of his contract. Could you kind of sympathize what he's going through here?
I'm kind of unaware of his contract issues. I'm not sure about that. But as far as fantasy people, I don't know. This just kind of comes with the territory, and you know, it's part of our game now in the NFL, and it's just something that you just have to deal with now.
Yeah. Well, excuse me. I didn't mean to say that you should be up on his contract issue. I'm just saying that he's running through things and fans are making demands of him, not, you know, you can't see a hamstring injury. That's the point I was trying to make.
Oh, yeah. It's a tough injury because, you know, it's not visible and then everything appears fine on the outside. And it's not one of those injuries you hear about where, you know, it's not a serious injury, so nobody really feels sorry for you. Everybody just kind of really just wants you to get back as fast as possible, and, you know, there's a lot of negativity surrounding it. But, you know, that just comes with the territory. That's the NFL, man. There's a lot of scrutiny.
Do you feel like you're back to full strength?
From the hamstring injury?
Yeah.
Yeah, from my hamstring is fine. But it's just when you miss training camp, it's hard to get in the full flow of the game of football. And so I think I'm just starting to hit my stride where I'm in game mode.
What do you see from the Browns defense?
I think that they're one of the better defenses in our league. They're big, they're physical, they love to hit, you know, and even their corners, they'll come up and hit you. So it's going to be one of those physical games, and we've been a part of those physical games for about 4 weeks in a row now, so it's going to be a tough task.
Hey, how do defenses approach you guys differently when Andre Johnson's on the field?
I'm not sure. Yeah, you're something you're going to have to ask defense.
Well, I mean, what do you notice? Do you notice that it's more open for you because he's such a threat down the field?
Well, I think you have to account for him, but you know, we've played games without Andre, and we've been highly successful in the run, and we play games with him where we haven't been so successful in the run. So it really just depends on what team it is and how they approach it.
When it comes to your offensive line, I know your past two opponents have kind of complained about how, you know, saying they play dirty and stuff like that. What's your take on the accusations that the past two opponents have come up with?
Well, I think, you know, they've played the exact same since I've been here, and this is my third year in the league. So I think they're just starting to get attention because, you know, anytime you're successful at anything, you're going to have people, in opposition to that. So, you know, our coaches coach us to play within the rules. We do, and you can cut the game film on and see that. So it's just part of the game, man. You know, people are going to say what they say. You just can't worry about that.
With you guys being 3-0 in the division now, and obviously you kind of have some momentum right now. Do you think that as a team you're as confident as you ever been since you've been there?
Well, actually, my rookie year, I remember we were sitting at 5-3 and everything was fine and dandy, and then we dropped like 4 in a row. Things can turn bad really fast in this league, and so we're not really worried about that. I think we are confident in what we're doing, but we're also cognizant of the fact that it's very very fickle, the good feelings in this league.